Welcome back to Byline. I'm Rick Howlett. Well, yesterday, Mayor Greg Fisher unveiled his proposed city budget for the fiscal year that begins July 1st. The mayor had warned that it would be an austere spending plan, as metro government has been facing a multi-million dollar shortfall. Here to talk about it is WFPL political editor Philip M. Bailey. Philip, welcome back.
Hey, Rick.
Well, I guess a lot of this depends on where you sit, but the budget appears to be austere, but not quite draconian.
Not totally. I mean, as the mayor said, it's not all gloom and doom. And I think for many observers, residents, and council members, there's a sign, at least, that maybe we're starting to turn on the corner here as far as getting the city's beginning to crawl into recovery. Still seeing some of these large deficits, about a $20 million shortfall for next year's budget. But the mayor said he balanced that with a number of different measures and was able to make some highlights of his own as far as certain spending where he wants to make certain investments. For example, you're seeing $500,000 being put into buying land for West Louisville development, economic development out there. The city's putting in $100,000. It's also being matched by $900,000 in the private sector to create this $1 million summer jobs program. The mayor said is we see the federal government pulling funding out of sectors like that. It's important for the city to invest in that area. Also, I think one of the things that got the biggest applause line was the Southwest Regional Library, which the city will pay $9.5 million, and the Library Foundation will raise $3.5 million to get that project under construction. That $9.5 million is the only bond that the mayor took out, so that's the only money that he's borrowing. Also of interest is the $500,000 that's going to be used to help development down on 4th Street Live, and we have a clip here where the mayor talks about how important it is to invest into downtown Louisville.
We know that we need a thriving retail section of downtown to support residential life, downtown workers, and out-of-town guests. In fact, the top question that's asked by downtown visitors is, where can I shop? South 4th Street, the historic shopping center of our city, is the most likely place for downtown retail to take off, and it's beginning to get some lift. We'll be investing $500,000 there, paying for better lighting, an important safety issue, as well as sidewalk and other improvements. Growth there is going to have the added benefit of generating new downtown tax dollars that will be added to the arena TIF.
So you see, you know, the mayor is not just making cuts and laying folks out there. Actually, no layoffs, no furloughs. Actually, non-union employees will get a 2% raise increase. So you're seeing here another example of the mayor trying to make some of those investments. Now, this budget is not without controversy. There is this issue that came up during the press briefing where Chief Financial Officer Steve Rowland says that Park is going to pay the city $3.9 million for two garages, which Park purchased from the former county government. But at the time of merger, that transaction is now on the receivables, in layman terms, that means that Park never paid post-merger for those lots that was owned by the former county government. So This has raised some questions from some council members, particularly Council President Jim King, wondering, number one, how is it that those garages were sold during merger and the city's never received any payment until just now? And also the question of, will there be a reappraisal for those buildings to where we should charge perhaps interest to get the taxpayers the money back? Because $3.9 million back in 2003 is probably more than that now in 2012.
As you may have mentioned, no layoffs or furloughs in the budget. But who's going to be complaining the most? Who are we going to be hearing from?
I think you're going to hear arts groups and a number of social services organizations complain. Let's remember that when people say that, you know, the mayor can say, well, I didn't cut the budget. Well, technically, we all know when he proposes a budget, the Metro Council revises it. They can add money. They usually do to certain external agencies. And the mayor's proposal is short of what it was last year, which the council passed. So many arts groups and social service organizations are complaining about the lack of funding. I think you will hear some complaints from University of Louisville Hospital as far as the Indigent Care Fund. The city is only putting in $7 million this time. Usually they put in about 9.6 and usually get that rebate back from University Hospital, but this year it's just going to be $7 million up front. So there will be some issues there, and council members are saying, hey, listen, we're just now getting the budget just like the rest of you all are, so we're going to have a month to go over this and pull some things in and out, whether it's Louisville Metro Animal Services, whether it's public safety. We have many questions we want to ask over the next month, so we could see this budget go anywhere. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I think the good news is that, like you said, no layoffs, no furloughs, and no tax increases.
So what happens now? There are going to be hearings?
Yes, the budget hearings will begin next week. I believe it starts with public safety, but over the next month, you'll have different department heads come in and explain what they plan to do with these funds or how they plan to meet these requirements or go try to make budget. Also, the projections as far as growth, which is, I think, expected to be about 2.4%, so moderate marginal growth at best. And then you'll also have time for members of the public to come in and share their views and see how they want the budget to go. And then, of course, council members will draft one and craft one that we will hopefully will see pass before July 1st.
And again, the mayor has cautioned that the next budget could be equally austere.
Yeah, because in this budget address, the mayor spent most of his time talking about the structural imbalance. And he said he's addressed that a little bit as far as dealing with the overtime cost. People may remember the audit showing that overtime costs were exponential. He sort of brought some reforms to that system in the sense that you can't get overtime unless you work at least 40 hours a week as a metro employee. Some council members, particularly on the Republican side, are saying, and Councilman Jerry Miller, I think, is leading this chorus, saying that, you know, we need to be a bit more aggressive with this. It's a good start to deal with overtime as far as that $3 million in reduction, but there are some other structural imbalances out there as far as employee benefits and health care costs and things of that nature that we need to deal with as a city. So, you know, in the future, I think Fisher's legacy will be in these budgets. How will he deal with that structural imbalance? How will he be able to put that at ease so we don't have, whether the economy is good or bad, the city's budget starting off at a deficit?
All right. And again, Metro Council budget hearings are upcoming. Philip, thanks for enlightening us on the city budget, and we're going to keep an eye on the proceedings as they proceed, as they go on.